Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk some high school volleyball. Man, the Orion Chargers, what a season they're putting together. 33-3, they win the Sherrard Regional Championship this last Thursday. They head to Princeton Monday Night Volleyball, they call it, as they take on the Grey Ghosts of IVC in the sectional semifinals. 33-3, the mark, Coach Sydney Adams. Tell us about this Charger program here this season. What have been the keys to the success so far?
Yeah, we've been working a lot on our passing. Serve, receive, and defense has really kept us in all of our games. We know we have strong hitters at the net, so we got to make sure we can get them those passes. So that's been our key for sure.
Well, you're in your fourth year as head coach of the Orion volleyball program. I know a kid that grew up over there, graduate of the school in 2011, but when you've coached for 4 years, that means basically the freshmen have gone through your program for, you know, the entire 4 years that you've been there. How important has that been for you, you think, you know, watching the senior class at Orion?
Yeah, it's been really special. I actually also coached junior high, so I've had this senior group since they were in seventh grade and have just kind of moved right along up with them. And this has been a goal for them since they were in seventh grade, is to make it far in the postseason. So I told them right there that if they wanted to do this, then they had to work really hard starting in that seventh grade and just keep working and pushing all the way through.
Well, you took care of business last week, that's for sure. You beat Mercer County 25-13, 25-21, of course, the top seed at the Sherrard Regional. And then you take care of Sherrard for a third time on their home court, 25-14, 25-21. Talk a little bit about your play last week. Your team looked like they were on a mission.
Yeah, for sure. We knew going in it was going to be tough, just playing that Rockridge and Sherrard in general are two of our biggest rivalries, and then having Sherrard on their home court. So not only getting past that, but honestly, Sherrard played the best that we've seen them all year, and they really fought. They weren't letting balls go hit the floor that usually would hit the floor during regular season play, and it really then focused us on trying to hit those shots.
All right, so Monday you take on IVC and you play at the Princeton sectional. What do you know about your opponent? Have you met them during the regular season, or is it a brand new game for you?
Nope, this is a brand new game for us. We've watched some game film, and we know that they're going to be tough. Just every team that we see from here on out is going to be tougher each game. But they do have a really good outside and middle swing, so we need to step up our block a little bit. And other than that, just make sure that we eliminate our unforced errors.
You know, I also think about kind of the venue you're playing at, and maybe this is like inside volleyball conversation here, but when you play at a maybe different gym that you're accustomed to, and maybe you've played at Princeton before, but I know backdrop is kind of important in terms of kind of getting the feel of the gym. What do you know about that gym over at Princeton and the setup there?
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've played there, since we were on our side of the conference. So definitely a longer gym, which affects our serving, because if you have a distance behind you, then you want to serve that ball farther. So just keeping them to understand that that court's still only 30 feet deep, and making sure that that ball stays in, and then just being in that atmosphere of that sectional game of it's going to be loud, it's going to be echoed, so then we need to make sure we're talking on the court.
Yeah, and you look at then to the setup Monday night, you're playing the second match. There's a 6 o'clock match in front of you. Orion's scheduled to play at 7 against IVC, and it's Fieldcrest and Rock Falls playing the first game. How do you like that as a coach, you know, having to wait for that second game, and you feel the emotion in the gym with that first match? What's that like for the coach, you think?
I think it definitely is more nervous for me than the girls. The girls actually really like it because they're used to sitting during matches before they play in that limited warm-up time, because you always have that freshman sophomore game before us. So I know I'm going to be more nervous than they are, but they like being there to be able to watch that first game, kind of get acclimated to the atmosphere, and then be able to go in at that second set to get ready and do their routine, and then off we go.
So what is it like for a kid coaching at the alma mater, a 2011 graduate of Orion, probably played for the legendary, the late Jack Wheeler. So what's it like for a hometown kid coaching the home school?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I will always remember, graduating here, playing for Jack, and then coaching under Jack for a couple of years. It's definitely really nice to be back and being successful and having the support of the community. I have heard endless amount of times of how much they truly enjoy watching me coach and keep the success of the Orion volleyball tradition. And I still do a lot of the same drills Jack did. I still have a lot of the same practice plans as Jack always had, just because if it's successful, why change it? So just obviously I've changed a few things just to modernize the times a little bit. But other than that, I mean, I'm still kind of rolling off of the success that he's had.
Sydney Adams, the head coach of the Orion Chargers, 33-3 on the season, champions of the Sherrard Regional last Thursday. They make the trip to Princeton on Monday. They'll play the second match of the sectional at Princeton High School, 7 o'clock, a tentative start time, as the Orion Chargers will take on IVC. The 6 o'clock match at the Princeton sectional features Fieldcrest and Rock Falls. You're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.